Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Wrestlers fight backstage. Do you want to know how I know this? Because they're human beings. Given the news machine though, people love hearing about them, which I totally do understand. Although my friends, I am Simon from What Culture. And just to give you what does tickle your taste buds, here's 10 that you may not know about. Number 10, Eddie Guerrero versus Hawk. I mean, I wasn't sure before this if they ever shared a locker room together. It shows what I know. Nothing. Now it is important to note that throughout his career, Eddie was basically considered by everyone to be a super humble human being who even was down on his luck even when he was on top of the world. That was just the kind of guy he was. That's why it's kind of ironic that he got into a fight with one half of the Road Warriors on an occasion where he just showed a little bit of arrogance. Happening when Guerrero was teaming with Art Barr, he went up to Animal and Hawk and he was like, man, have you seen us out there? I do believe right now, we are the best tag team in the world. Now, of course, the future Legion of Doom thought that they held such an accolade, so Hawk said to Ed, well, listen, man, if we're talking about junior heavyweights maybe, but tag teams, man, try again. And I think Guerrero may have taken a little bit of offense to this, so he doubled down on it. Apparently right after that, Hawk just smacked him in the face, though. If you think that sounds unnecessary, yes, you'd be right. Sounds like they made up pretty quickly after this, and again, just go through everything that Eddie Guerrero did. Is an absolute hero. Number 9, Hawk versus Too Cold Scorpio. Well, it ain't looking too great for Hawk, is it? We've gone 2-for-2. For whatever reason, though, he and Too Cold Scorpio just didn't get on, and they decided, like Russell Crowe, to take their fighting around the world. And the one we are going to talk about today apparently went down when WCW were doing those North Korea shows, which you should absolutely go and read about. Apparently, Scorpio wasn't happy on any of this tour, was actively walking around going, man, that Ric Flair, driving around in his limousine and wearing the bus. He is not a locker room leader at all. Too Cold also felt like the Nature Boy was holding him back in his career. And when Hawk heard about this, I guess he felt there was a hierarchy. So once again, he punched Too Cold Scorpio in the face. Now the first blow was thrown outside of a hotel when the rest of the roster broke it up. And because they were in North Korea, I think cooler heads prevailed. With Hawk and Scorpio deciding, well, let's just get back to America and we can continue this on. It somehow still got into this when they were on the bus, but thankfully then, when we did return to America, I think everybody realized it's not worth it and they did what anybody should do. They just stopped talking to each other. Good. Number 8, CM Punk versus Teddy Hart. This one has to come with a pinch of salt because it does come from the mouth of Teddy Hart, although Paul London did back him up. But yeah, Ted has told many a tale over his time. A lot of them are baloney. Kicking off when they were both in NWA TNA, however, apparently they had a disagreement in a restaurant. When they went outside, they threw some fisticuffs with maybe, apparently, allegedly, Teddy Hart getting the better of it. But again, who is telling this story? It is Teddy Hart. So you're going to have to make your own mind up. London has also been very vocal about his feelings towards CM Punk. And look, I'm sure there was some kind of a scuffle. But if the result was as cut and dry as it was made out, well, I don't know. Number 7, William Regal versus Van Hammer. So I don't think you want to mess with William Regal. He's one tough mother hubbard. Now, if you need proof of that, just go and watch him and Finlay fight each other in WCW. I mean, they just punch each other right in the face. The stiffest thing you'll ever see in your life. I'm not sure Van Hammer knew any of this, though, because apparently during a Christmas party hosted by DDP, the Ham Man was walking around going, oh, man, I'm getting pushed so hard and I ain't doing anything. And Regal took such great offense to this, he went and punched him. He also followed up with a headbutt that knocked Van Hammer out. There's also other reports that apparently Van was saying, oh, man, the European style absolutely sucks. So a small part of me was like, what did you think was going to happen? It's also not true, because when it comes to wrestling, you need all these different styles. But once again, even though he's in his 50s now, if you want to go mess with Regal, just don't. Number six, the Big Show versus Chavo Guerrero. Well, you got to give it to Ooh Chavo. He decided to try it on with the Big Show, which is a really stupid idea. Jim Ross talked about this on his podcast and took us back to 2004. And when the pair were on a long, grueling tour, I suppose Big Show decided he needed to take the mick out of someone, so he picked Chavo. Now, this was really childlike, because the real-life Paul White was all, ha-ha, Chavo, you're really small. So Guerrero fired back with, well, yeah, you're fat and lazy. This is when the Big Show pushed Chavo, and thankfully, that's when it was broken up, because I imagine even though it was just one shove, Guerrero ended up in the other room. And apparently this was true as well, because everybody realised, oh my gosh, this is going to go bad so quickly. Much like when Chris Jericho tried to take on Brock Lesnar. Now look, fair play to Jericho, that takes some cojones, but as he has said too, he would have died. Number five, Paul Orndorff versus Tony Atlas. So I suppose in many ways this would be big men slapping man meat. It's also flubbing ridiculous. Because even though it was Paul Orndorff and Tony Atlas who are basically legends when it comes to pro wrestling, they had a falling out over legroom. Oh dear. Brian Blair, who was also in this vehicle though, managed to recount all of this and said that Atlas was in a bad mood anyway, as he sat around going, oh man, apart from Andre the Giant, nobody could beat me up for real. So he's 10. This irked Paul, as I suppose he saw himself as somewhat of a tough guy. And tensions got so high, Orndorff also decided, well, Mr. Atlas, I don't appreciate how much your seat is reclined. That is silly. This was the tipping point, though, because the car was pulled over and they did get into a fight with Tony Atlas being suplexed on the ground. And it got so out of control, the flipping police turned out. They were able to break this up and calm everybody down. And I suppose from a kayfabe point of view, at least they were protecting the business. So all this feels totally unnecessary, but I do get it. Remember when you're in a plane and the person in front of you puts their seat back? Like, they're allowed to do it, but deep down you think, what a dick. Number four, Bill Goldberg versus Evan Courageous. Or Kara Gruis, as I like to call him. Mostly because it winds everybody up. As ever though, this was sparked from nothing and happened before a Nitro taping in 2000, when Evan walked up to Goldberg and went to shake his hand, which is the way in wrestling, and when Goldberg went, no, I don't want to shake it, Courageous went absolutely nuts and he hit him. What a stupid idea. Billy was so wound up by this, he grabbed Courageous and just threw him all around the room. And I think this actually escalated because Bill was trying to apologize to him. And Evan said, no, it's not good enough. Now, the Insane Clown Posse have added more to this because apparently they witnessed it. And they were like, no, actually what happened is that Bill Goldberg and Evan Courageous were going to shake hands. But before they did this, Bill took his hand and he rubbed it on his crotch. What? They also made it clear that Doug Dillinger, who was the head of WCW security, saw all of this, but decided to do nothing. So next time you're wondering why World Championship Wrestling died... Exhibit 9. Number 3, Rob Van Dam versus Taz. So as the story goes, Taz was on such a roll in ECW as he played the role of the tough guy, he started to believe his own hype. Now look, don't get me wrong, the man could kick many people's asses, but in terms of the backstage atmosphere... RVD was one of these guys, so when Taz apparently got upset with the November to Remember 1998 main event, which was RVD versus Sabu versus Bam Bam Bigelow versus Chris Candido, he went up to RVD... He told him. Now look, if you have seen that match, no, it did not go to plan. But allegedly, Taz said to Rob, which one of my hands do you want me to smack you with? When Van Dam decided, I've had enough of this, and he clocked him one instead. It didn't get much further than a couple of blows because it was broken up. How many times do I have to say this? Use your words, my friends. Your words. Not a huge surprise this happened backstage at ECW because apparently these things were rife there. Maybe that's why it was kind of good they were under the radar. Nobody really heard about it. Number two, Vince McMahon versus Harley Race. So as we know and have seen, Vince McMahon isn't scared of anybody. He probably should be. So he's got a problem with you, he'll just tell you. It's likely why he was able to control a wrestling company for so long. When we go back to 1983 and he was trying to kill Jim Crockett Promotions, he went to Harley Race, who was a huge star over there, and he was like, hey, King, why don't you no-show Starrcade? It was all Vince's way to try and prove that the WWF was the best promotion in the world. But I don't think he thought this through, because one, Harley was knee-deep in the NWA, and two, he had money invested in the company. As the story goes though, McMahon was so livid he was turned down, he tried to double-leg Harley Race, who basically sidestepped him, picked him up, told him to calm down. That was that. I assume McMahon just stormed off after that, because he must have been absolutely livid, whereas Harley Race probably sat down and just smoked a cigar, man was pretty damn cool. Number one, the other backstage AEW fight. So I never want to talk about all the AEW CM Punk stuff again, because I think it has been done to death. And also, he seems to be flourishing in his career. AEW is really good. Let's keep the positivity going. There was a massive plus though, because if you weren't him, you could just get into as many scraps as you wanted and nobody would report about it, because everyone was talking about CM Punk. Now, to be fair, the one we're going to talk about today happened way before he ever debuted with the company and actually was going down on AEW's fourth ever show. It all stemmed from some bad beef between Bea Priestley and Sadie Gibbs, with the former saying the latter left the Japanese tour earlier, with the latter saying to the former, that's not true at all, leave me alone. It all apparently led to some stiff shots being thrown in the Casino Battle Royale at All Out 2019. Then continued when we got backstage. I mean, the story went that Sadie went for Bea after this to try and teach her a lesson, but actually when you dive into it, there's not too much smoke, so I wouldn't totally believe the fire. Do not get me wrong though, the bad blood was absolutely real, and you can see it play out live on social media. But otherwise, let's remember that being friends is better than being enemies, so let's just spread love all over the place. That sounds terrible. Now make sure you click the video on the screen, which is the 10 most random WWE appearances ever. And you won't believe some of them. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Otherwise, have a lovely day, my friends. And I'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.